السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Tomorrow is ليلة القدر, the grand night of قدر, ليلة القدر الكبرى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم ميم. والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In preparation for the grand night tomorrow, why this night is important, why this night is the most blessed night throughout the whole year, why the worth of this night is more than 80 years. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. There are a number of reasons for that. One reason is that this night witnessed the descension of the Holy Quran. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We sent down this book in a blessed night. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. And then when exactly أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, because the month is 30 nights or 30 days. So he comes in Surah إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ and he says إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. So we know that the Qur'an has arrived in Laylat al-Qadr. And the Qur'an had two types of descension, nuzul, two types. One is nuzul and the other is tanzil. Nuzul, when it arrives at once, all together, at once. And this is what happened during the night of Qadr. The whole Qur'an arrived and descended upon the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. God has descended this book upon your heart, the heart of the Prophet. The heart is not this physical organ here. The heart means the soul of the Prophet. Received the entire Quran. And therefore the Prophet knew about the Quran when the Quran used to arrive during 23 years, period of 23 years. The Prophet was already familiar with the Quran. Why? Because the Quran has arrived on his heart completely, the entire Quran at once during Laylatul Qadr. But then the gradual descension started on Rajab 27th, the Bi'tha. The Rajab 27th is the occasion of the Bi'tha, the beginning of his ministry, of his mission, the advent of Islam. Bi'tha to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Over 23 years, according to the events, the occasions that would take place, few verses would arrive. Sometimes one verse, sometimes 10 verses, sometimes more. According to what was happening and taking place. So the Quran arrives to give the Prophet the direction and the injunction as what to do when he is faced with these situations. He would provide him with answers. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه. Do not move your tongue to make haste therewith. When Jibreel used to bring the Quran, the Prophet already knew these verses. He was familiar with them. And he memorized them. So sometimes he reads them before Jibreel. Allah says, no. Wait until Jibreel rehearse them to you and then you repeat after him. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه. Once Jibreel starts reciting, فاتبع قرآنه. ثم إن علينا بيانه. When Jibreel begins to recite, you follow his recitation. And then Allah says, it is upon us to gather this book and to explain it. We would not leave any verse without explanation. Who did explain the Quran? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did explain the Quran thoroughly to the Muslims, to his community, before his departure. Another verse, Surah Taha, verse number 114. وَلَا تَعْجَلْ. Do not haste. وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُهُ. So the Prophet was familiar with these verses and he memorized them because the Quran arrived on his heart during Laylatul Qadr. And it was stored in his heart. Stored. The Prophet did not have a mentor or a teacher. His mentor was God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not go to school. He did not have a physical human teacher. His mentor and his teacher and his guide and his inspiration was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran arrived twice. One time altogether, Laylatul Qadr. The second time, gradual, step by step, verse by verse, and chapter by chapter, over a period of 23 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to read this book, learn it. Learning it is more important than memorizing it. Memorizing the book without knowing what the book is telling you is worthless. Memorization is good, provided that we understand what we are saying. So, learning and tadabbur. Tadabbur means reflection. This book requires reflection. And meditation and understanding, deep understanding. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا. Allah says, we sent this book down upon you and them so they would reflect on the teachings of this book. It is a source of inspiration. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, a house, a family that always recite Quran, the father, the mother, the children, the siblings, they maintain Quranic recitation, especially during the month of Ramadan. If you are accustomed to music, stop the music in the month of Ramadan. Do not ruin your fasting and your faith and your deeds by listening to songs and music. Try to get to learn the Quran and read the Quran in your house. البيت الذي يقرأ فيه القرآن. The house where the Quran is being rehearsed by the members of that house and the family. Number one, تكثر بركته. The blessings of this house is going to be multiplied. Number two, وتحضره الملائكة. Angels are going to come down into this house. And when the angels are there, there is no room for Satan's. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا. When the angels arrive into your room, into your house, definitely there is no room, no more room for Satan's. And definitely you need the angels to be in your house, not Satan's. So this is the second benefit. The first benefit is the blessings. Your house is going to be blessed. And angels are going to attend. وَتَحْجُرُهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And Satans are going to leave. وَيُضِيءُ. Number four. وَيُضِيءُ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ كَمَا تُضِيءُ الْكَوَاكِبُ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. And your house is going to shine for the people of heaven. Your house is going to shine for the people of heaven as some of these bright stars that you see them in the sky, they shine for the people of earth. Your house is going to be a shining house, like a star. Like a star. People in the heaven, they look at your house, the light comes out of your house. There is no darkness. And if you have light in this life, you're going to have light in the hereafter. And if no one has light here, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. If you don't have light here, there also you are not going to have light. Spiritual light, not the physical. Spiritual light. So this is the benefit of the Quran. Try to take care of the Quran. For those of you who have not read the Quran so far, you have 10 days left, less than 10 days, a week left. Try to open the Quran and read the Quran during this month. This is the month that hosts the birthday of the Quran. Witnessed the birthday of the Quran. So do not miss on this opportunity. And use translation. Some of you do not understand Arabic. It's fine. You can use translations. Translations are available today in all languages. Try to recite a few verses and look at the translations of these. And sometimes the tafsir, the commentary too. Commentaries are also available. You don't have to go and purchase a book. You can download all the commentaries on this device, this small device. All the commentaries on the Quran. They are available for free. So there is no excuse that I don't have an access to the library, to the bookstore, to the... You have it. In your bedroom you can have it. If you are serious. If you are not serious, you would fill this with games, you know, and then you forget about the Holy Quran. So that is the one point about Laylatul Qadr. The second point, I'm going to discuss it tomorrow, inshallah. Laylatul Qadr is a night where our destinies and our fates are going to be determined and decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not in isolation from us, in partnership with us. Do you know what I mean? Because if it is in isolation, then whatever you do is not going to help you. Because Allah already made up His mind about you. But Allah says, no. No, I'm going to do that in partnership with you. This is why good deeds are important. Good intentions are important. Charity is important. Quranic recitation, istighfar, seeking real repentance. Not artificial, not just astaghfirullah and then you move. You mean it when you say. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, when you mean the istighfar, the serious istighfar, it means you are not going to repeat this mistake again. You make a vow with your Lord that I'm not going to repeat this sin or this mistake again. This is a serious istighfar. But if someone keeps doing something wrong, and then after that he or she would say astaghfirullah, and then they would repeat it the second time and third time and every time, then they are not serious. And Allah would not take them serious. And Allah would not waste His time to listen to them. He wouldn't waste His time. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min nafsin la takhsha. من نفس من بطن لا تشبع ومن عين وكذا ومن دعاء لا يسمع. Some of these du'as, Allah does not even listen to them. He doesn't listen to them because He knows you are not serious. But when you are serious, Allah does listen tentatively. Allah pays you full attention when you are serious. How do you know you are serious? Look at your heart. Self-examination. If your heart is submissive to God, if your heart is broken after you commit a sin, this is alamatul qabul. This is a powerful sign that you are serious and God is going to listen to you. But if your heart, your tongue says something and your heart is somewhere else, then you are not serious. So prepare for Laylatul Qadr. Prepare your intentions. Prepare to remember your parents, your extended family members, your friends. How many friends we had, you know them, I know them, who were with us during the last year of Ramadan, last Ramadan, and this year they are no longer with us. And when one day it will happen to us, people say, oh, Mustafa was here last Ramadan, this Ramadan is not with us anymore. It will happen. It will happen. So let's be prepared for this night. This is a decisive night in our life. It is going to decide your future from now until next year, your fate. Arzaqun nas, a'marun nas, their happiness, their provision, their sustenance, their life. It's going to be determined in partnership with you, not in isolation. You have a role. You can change. You can change if you are sincere. And you can make good intention, oh God, I'm going to be more kind to my family, to my community. I'm going to fix myself with intention, with sincere intention. And Allah will change your life into better. You would feel it in your life. So this is the second reason why this night is important. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ يُفْرَق means Allah is going to determine and decide every important affair of your life. كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ Allah is going to decide that during Laylatul Qadr. Take care of this night. Purify your intention in this night. Don't argue with people. You have to have good akhlaq, good manners, good intention, good soul. You have to be submissive to God in this night. You have to plan for your charities. Tonight, tomorrow, say, I'm going to help this family, this school, this orphanage, this country, this person, this... Say, Allah, give me the help. I'm going to be your agent of helping your people. Be the agent of Allah. Work for Him. The best organization that we work for is God's organization, to be His agents. Agents of reforms, Islah. Allah brought us for a few days on this earth. He wants us to do Islah. وَمَا أَرَدْتُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ We have to do Islah. وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا Allah wants you to live on earth and try to fix. Don't destroy. Don't destroy. Fix. Fix relationships. Fix yourself. Fix your manners. Fix your communities. Be a good agent of Allah. And you will see the result. We are nothing but guests in this life. Believe me. مَنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا ضَيْفٌ وَمَا فِي يَدِهِ عَارِيَةٌ وَالضَّيْفُ مُرْتَحِلٌ وَالْعَارِيَةُ مُؤَدَّاتٌ The Prophet ﷺ says, every individual in this life is nothing but a guest. And everything you own is aria. You take it as a loan. So do you see some companies, corporations, they give you your iPhone. The day they kick you out, they tell you, bring back the iPhone, the car, the computer. Bring it back. This is not yours. These are not ours. We leave them behind. We leave everything behind. We use them and then we leave them. And if we don't leave, there will be no more room on earth, by the way. Some people say, why should we die? Because we have to go to the older generation to make room for the younger generation. And Allah says death is rahmah, is a blessing. Because when you reach the age of 80 and 90 and you know above that, then you're going to be a burden on people around you. You're going to be a burden. So before you become a burden on others and they start disliking you, I will take you as an honorable person. Come back to me. You don't want to be a burden on others. I want you to be dignified. So death is a mercy. It's not a curse. It's not a punishment. It's one of God's blessings and mercies on mankind. So everything we own is a loaner. and we have to pay it back. والضيف مرتحل, the guest has to check out. والعارية, the loaner has to go back to it is original owner. Who's the original owner? لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. Inshallah, you are prepared for tomorrow night and with your du'as, and we're going to stay the whole night in the masjid inshallah from 8 a.m. until 4:30, 8 p.m. until 4:30 a.m. even past 4:30, because we will do Salatul Fajr and recite Dua al-Sabah inshallah, and then you head to your homes inshallah with peace and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing before I leave the podium, we have to take care of the place too. Take care of the cleanliness of the place, the organization of the place. Outside, we need help outside, my friends. The masjid needs your help, because this place belongs to you. You are the shareholder and the owner of this place. This place is from you and to you. So don't leave any cups outside, please. If you see them, it is your responsibility to pick it up and put it in the trash. Don't leave anything outside. Please try to maintain the beauty and the cleanliness of this house of God. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You receive reward of your Lord when you keep His house neat, clean, tidy, beautiful, presentable. This is our duties during the month of Ramadan. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. إنك مجيب الدعوات. إنك غافر الخطيئات. إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة, وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا, حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. وعجل اللهم في فرجه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.